welcome back to Home with Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, a big thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this episode. Mm-hmm. I was just in there yesterday and last week. Got Raya like a little headband for her little head. And homeware.
As soon as my mom saw your reel, she said she was showing it to the girls in work.
Which one?
Your homeware Penny's one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So good.
She's like, oh my God, like all the homeware Penny's. I was like, yep.
And the bowls. And it makes me so excited to have dinner in the bowls. I'm getting old. I'm clear.
That's a sign you're definitely getting old.
Yeah. You can freshen up your wardrobe this spring with essential staple pieces from Penny's.
Penny's have everything that you need to make sure you're staying on trend, from cozy knits to cute baby tees, as well as the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants, which we love and live in.
Did you see all the new bikinis on there?
Oh, yeah. The summer stuff.
I know. They come in so early as
well. Any yellow? Love a bit of yellow.
See yellow. There's nice crinkly bits, you know, the crinkle.
Oh, yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice bits of them. Really nice shorts. I was just in quickly yesterday, I didn't see, but I just.
I need to go and have a good scope around.
And of course, Risha.
Yep. Really love it.
If the change in weather is making you feel like it's time for a wardrobe update, Penny's have got you covered. I feel like I put away all my winter stuff and then it's cold again.
It was the weather last week had everybody like lovely. This is it now for the next few months.
I forgot that. Like Ireland doesn't always be sunny in ever. No. In summer. So
it comes and goes.
Yeah, we'll see. We have a live show coming up.
Woohoo!
Tickets have been on sale now for by the time this comes out, they probably will still be there, but we don't know. There might be some left. But in case
there is.
Just check. Yeah. It's on Ticketmaster. We have VIP tickets, so basically means you get meet and greet, Q&A before the show. Best seat in the house.
Yeah, you can pick your seat.
I love the seats in Vicker Street. You can sit like you feel like you're the rear read hostess stage.
I just love the way you can see everyone. Vicker Street is real like home to us. We love being in Vicker Street. It's really nice to meet a few of you beforehand as well, and you just get a little sneak peek into the show and just a little cute Q&A. If there's anything really nosy you want to ask us, that's the perfect time to ask
us. It is. I think it's very low on VIP.
Yes.
If I'm right.
Yeah.
And then general sale tickets are on sale as well. Mm-hmm. And they are just, obviously, general sale. Come to the show. We're going to have amazing guests.
Yes.
A lot of new segments. You really want to freshen up because we've been doing live shows now for nearly the guts of 4 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years, I'd say.
3 years.
Yeah.
And we've changed bits here and there, but I think this one will be like the biggest change.
Yeah.
We're going to see bits that we really enjoy and that you enjoy as well. It's nice to get feedback from it afterwards. And some things are getting retired, some things are being brought back.
So it'll be a fresh show.
Yeah, so if you've been to a show before, you can definitely still come and have a whole different show.
Yeah, it'll be new for you. And we feel like this is the perfect. How do you say that word?
Perfect.
I feel like when you overlook at a word, I was doing it with the word hold this morning. I was looking at the word hold for too long that I was like, that looks, I can't spell that word anymore.
Yeah.
But we feel like this is the perfect way to kickstart the summer.
Yeah.
This will it's on a Thursday the 8th, if we haven't said. Thursday the 8th of May. And we just really feel like this is the best time.
The official start of Home with Drink Summer.
Official start of the summer. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, be sure to go on to Ticketmaster and just type in Home with Drink and get them. Let us know if you're coming. Plan a day out with the girls.
Yeah.
A few drinks beforehand, bit of food, come to the show.
Oh, afterwards.
A Thursday night just be busy in Dublin.
Thursday will just be busy. And also, the next day, if you're hungover at work, it's only one day.
It's fine.
You can actually count down the hours. Whereas when you're hungover, like a Tuesday, you have to count down. And then you're catch up on sleep all week.
Mm.
One day hangover, you're grand.
You'll be fine.
Boss will never know.
No.
We have peak or bleak of the week. So before we used to do rant of the week, but we felt like we were being very negative.
Yeah, we just had to moan about things. And then a lot of them turned into accidentally car situations.
Yeah.
We just always were moaning about our cars.
Yeah.
Or traffic or like. Yeah. So now we feel like we have the choice to either be positive Perrys or negative Nellies.
Yeah. And if we really want to be negative, we can.
Yeah. Yeah. We can
on
pick.
That week. Yeah. We can pick.
Mm.
Peak for me was I went to Kaylee's makeup analysis.
Oh, yes.
That's the first time I've said analysis, right? Woo! On Saturday. It was really nice. It was such a nice show. It was in Dublin. In the Camden Court, and
you had a nice daytime show, wasn't it?
Yeah, 12 o'clock, really early. Sophie Murray was on the show with me, and it was just really cute, really wholesome.
Yeah,
and the room was just really like I really liked the layout of it. It was just felt like Vickers had like an intimate vibe, even though there was like I think it was over 200 there or something, but it was just really nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Came home, and got a base pizza.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You haven't had it in years.
Oh, was that the first time you had it in a while?
Like, honestly, I think the last time was COVID.
Was it?
Yeah, I just don't... I'm not really... My first thing of ordering wouldn't be pizza.
No, yeah, you're not a pizza head.
I'd be getting... But now I'm kind of gone off Chinese because I feel like I feel sick every time I get Chinese.
I'm gone off, I think, because I eat it so much.
Yeah, sometimes I was like that.
And it's the same thing we get all the time. Yeah. So then I'm like, I'm not really that excited for it. I feel like I have to leave a good gap in between it.
Yeah.
And be excited to get it again.
And have a good one near you. I don't like anyone's near me.
Not yet. Oh, mine are terrible. Mm. Mine are diabolical. Anyone that's ever been to my house and we've
you
had to...
get lambs.
No, I can't get lambs. I can drive and go get it, but it won't be delivered to me. But anyone that's ever been in my house and we've to order Chinese... Do you know what? Actually, I wouldn't even insult anyone and say, do you want to get Chinese?
Really?
Not worth it. Terrible. I'd rather go and drive and get one.
Yeah. A high one is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
God. I was watching you. Ever see your man, Is It Worth It?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm addicted to him. Yeah. I love him.
I think I love watching him.
I'm always like that. I was watching loads of his in bed this morning. And it was like literally 7 a.m. I was like, oh. High one, like the tray, the curry sauce.
Did you
like,
see he did one and the owner of the pizza, he was doing a pizza review and the owner came out,
That was Kimmage, I think.
Was it?
What was it? I think it was.
You know, I said, you're going to say it's shite anyway because you don't like Neapolitan style pizza or something. He was very good in the way he marketed that. He just put that clip up first.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, what's he going to say?
And
like,
then they loved it.
He actually liked the pizza, which was good because he could have just been like, you know what, fuck you. You were rude, your pizza shot.
Yeah.
He could have said that.
Yeah, he could have.
But the fact he didn't base it on what your man said.
What's Neapolitan pizza?
Is it the stone oven ones? I don't know. Like, it wouldn't, like Domino's isn't Neapolitan. I think it's like, you know, when the crust goes all like burnt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I know. They're a bit sloppy sometimes.
The black bits on it. Like.
Yeah.
I do find them sloppy too.
Yeah.
I love Bambino's though.
Yes.
That's not... is it sloppy? No. Or Manny Pizza's.
Brought Graham to Manny actually last week after. Remember we were down there and we got the arancini balls.
I'm not mad on arancini.
Oh. So good.
Something about rice in an Italian setting. I don't know.
I like it. It's kind of like risotto, isn't it?
I don't really like risotto either.
No. Not a ricey gal.
Not really, actually.
No.
Only in sushi. I wouldn't even get it in Chinese.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Something about, I don't know. I
do like a bit of rice.
Yeah, it was lovely. And then I went for a jog before our pizza came. But then it was like the world didn't want me to go and run because my ring went dead. Oh. I ran into 4 different people I knew just in
my estate. So it wasn't a straight run, like?
No, just in my estate. And then I was in Cuiva while I was actually on the run. And then I went back and got my Oh, I got Nutella pizza as well.
Was it nice?
Oh, so good.
Is it?
I love Nutella though.
See, I don't know. Is it just the same base?
Yeah.
I feel like you need something sweet with it, no?
What?
Like, is the base not really savoury? Yeah.
No, it just tastes like dough.
No.
No. With Nutella. Really nice. And then you get mini eggs to put on top, but they're actually all melted, so I couldn't really get them on. So, but it was lovely.
Yeah.
So my peak was the weekend. And then Raya and Rowan were over. Raya's a bit under the weather. Oh. We were going to go to Funky Monkeys and then literally drove home. Oh. She was falling asleep in the
garden. Oh, no.
Yeah. Very great at the end of that.
Oh, I love when babies fall asleep in the car. I feel like I easily do that. I fell asleep actually.
I remember falling asleep as a baby, well, as a child in the car.
I used to hate getting over.
Yeah.
Hey.
And everywhere felt miles away.
Yeah.
The valley to me was like a day out.
Or have you seen the TikToks and the parents are like, I think, did I mention it before? The parents are like, oh, if she keeps her arm up, she must be in a deep, deep sleep. Child's just lying,
yeah. Definitely. And then they go, 2 arms. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely in a deep sleep. That sounds adorable. Yeah. So lovely weekend.
Yeah, that was my peak, I'd say, yeah.
My peak was, I was down in Limerick yesterday.
Lovely.
And spent time with some family.
Oh.
So it was like, now the 2-hour drive and we left really, really late. We should have left way earlier.
It's traffic. People going down for the weekend.
No, we just left way too late.
Yeah.
So 2-hour drive wasn't amazing, but just went out to see the family. Lovely. Don't go down as much as we do anymore.
Yeah.
It's
hard with even people down there being busy, life.
Because we didn't want to feel like we were just imposing on them and their lovely Sunday.
Yeah.
Like I think, well, Cuiva was talking to one of my cousins, but then I just wrote in the chat yesterday and I was like, hey, we're on the way.
We're
like,
coming, yeah.
We're coming down.
I'm so excited to see you,
so. Yeah, so we had a lovely little Sunday.
Oh, wholesome vibe.
Very nice. Did I do Anna's heart? I don't think so.
So every week we have a dilemma and we base the dilemmas in our main episode as well, if he's now 16 stalls. But this is more of like the real talk. We have to be like, think exactly what we would do.
We have to be blunt.
And not give two. We kind of do that anyway, but I feel like sometimes you give two sides, two options. This is like one option.
Yeah, we can only decide on one. I love how much you trust us with your dilemmas.
This is this week's If I Was You. I have a little dilemma I'd like your help with. I think my friend has ghosted me. For some backstory, we've been friends in secondary school. About 3 weeks ago, she stopped replying to my messages. She grew quite difficult at times and is very confrontational, causing tiffs over little things and always causing drama where there is no need. She struggles with her mental health and doesn't have many friends. I've tried my best to be there for her throughout the years, but it never feels like enough, and it seems like I can't do anything right. I've debated ending friendship for a while now, as the friendship causes me a lot of stress. But at the same time, we got on well and we've been friends for so long. I truly care for her and want the best for her. However, she gets jealous when I do things with other friends and will occasionally cause an argument about how I don't make plans for her enough. Bearing in mind, I'm a full-time uni student living in a different city, also working a part-time job on the weekends while still trying to make time for my boyfriend and family. Recently, I went to a show in London with a couple of friends from my uni. I knew she, also wanted to go see this show, as we'd briefly talked about it when we seen the ad for it, but we never made any plans to go. A couple of months later, one of my uni friends asked me would I go to the show with her and a few others, and of course I agreed and thought nothing of it. However, since I went to the show, my friend has not spoken to me at all. One of our mutual friends messaged me and told me she was given out that I went to the show and didn't invite her to go. I can only assume this is the reason she has completely cut contact with me. She's also stopped viewing my stories, whereas usually she's the first to see them and respond. I can't help but feel angry, confused and also hurt. I'm driving myself insane over this whole situation. Should I message her and get to the bottom of it? Or do you think I should use this opportunity to let the friendship fizzle out? This is not the first time a situation like this has happened, but I can't help but feel some sort of guilt and anxiety about everything. What do I do?
She's wanted to end the friendship for a while, has she?
Yeah.
So maybe this is kind of, in her case, maybe this is like an easy way out kind of thing. But if you do feel like you're going to be left with like this knot in your stomach of anxiety, like, I don't know, do you break up with her? Do you text her and just be like, listen, this wasn't intentional, this wasn't malicious, like it was just a separate group of friends I was going with, but I do feel like we've kind of
drifted.
Yeah.
I don't even think she should text me.
No, would you just leave
it now? If the friends ghosted, it's like, is that just...
That.
But also, if you're feeling anxious and guilty, that's another thing, but I would feel guilty about that.
No.
I feel like it's easy to, but like, they were...
It's a different group of friends.
A different group, yeah.
So what are you going to say to them? No, I can't go because so-and-so wants to go. Sorry.
Yeah, like you can always ask separate friends, but it's not always a situation where you even want to. Like there's sometimes when you can invite different friends and put them all together in one room, whatever, but there's sometimes when you want to spend time with just this certain group of friends. And that doesn't make you a bad person. Like you don't have to invite every single person if you're friends with every single time.
Yeah.
To everything.
Yeah, you're allowed to have
if you're with that group. Yeah,
friends,
I don't, is that a crime? Like,
no. I think that's just natural that everybody does. Like, everybody has work friends.
Yeah.
Everybody has, like, school friends. Everybody has, like, other friends they've met through their life. There are different stages in life where you do meet friends, and sometimes it might feel unnatural for them to, like...
Yeah.
You can't force all your friends to be friends just because of you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no.
It'd be different if she... Like, they obviously briefly talked about going to it, but didn't make any plans. If you'd actually made plans where to go... And then ditched her for the other group
instead. Yeah, that'd be bad for him.
But if you briefly talked about, oh, that show looks good, like...
That was it.
And that was it. I don't think you have a due to invite her. No. I don't think, especially if she's going to make such a deal out of it. Like, it's not like, I think she's acting like you did ditch her whole plan.
Mm.
But there was no plan made to begin with.
You just leave it.
And someone who gets jealous when you do things with other friends, like, you can't...
No.
That's, like, not a friendship. That's, like, giving controlling.
That's only be with me and...
Yeah.
Don't hang around with anyone else.
Yeah. Like, you have to spread yourself. And it's hard enough, like you said, with friends, family, boyfriend, like work, college. Like, that's a lot of different things. And you can't even have time to fill your own cup. Like,
yeah.
So you don't need someone giving out to you about how you do fill your cup and fill your time.
Mm-mm.
You're not, it's, she's not your parent.
No.
Not your, doesn't own you or what you do. So I think.
Do you leave? I feel like my thing with this, all I'd be thinking is, what is she telling?
Other people?
Yeah. Maybe that's why she has anxiety and stuff, because she's like, oh God, what is she going to, what is she going to say to everyone why we're not friends anymore?
Yeah, true. And also, she does struggle with mental health and doesn't have any friends. So she'll probably be even, like, just anxious about being worried about her as well in general, like, worried that she's alone. Or I think you could even, if you wanted a messenger, I wouldn't be texting saying apologize around, because I don't think you've had to apologize before. I think just being like, hey, have I done some? Or something like that. Mm. Or like, are you okay with me? Or something like that.
Yeah.
If you start being like, oh, hey, like, I'm sorry, like... people sometimes will take that and go even more into it.
They'll feed into it
and be like, oh, it's so, like, but she might have just actually been in her own head or something for a while. Mm. You don't even know that yet. So I think texting her and just asking, what's the deal? What's the 411?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be reaching out to like mend anything. If it's something that you wanted to kind of walk away from for a while anyway, I wouldn't be reaching out to mend anything, but maybe just reaching out and closing the chapter.
Yeah.
A bit of closure.
Or maybe you can still be friends, but from a bit of more of a distance.
Yeah.
And like maybe she needs to respect your boundaries a bit and you need to make them clear as well.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a boundary. Mm-hmm. We love a boundary. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you,
Penny. Freshen up your wardrobe with all of their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's and Primark store right now, and come back and listen to us on Wednesday for How I Drink main episode.
Woohoo!
And watch on YouTube every Thursday as well.
Yes.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.